This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has said it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. During the interministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary of Ministry of Power Piyush Singh said that all thermal power plants are running in full capacity with adequate coal stocks. He said that the government is planning for power capacity addition of 22,000 megawatts in the next month. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Ms. Sharma assured that there is sufficient availability of petrol and diesel and no dry out has been reported. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today took oath as member of the Rajya Sabha. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan administered oath to him in Parliament House. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy Minister Rajiv Ranjan, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal, Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh, Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Samrat Chaudhary, among others, were present on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Bihar Chief Minister and JDU National President Nitish Kumar on taking oath as a member of the Rajya Sabha. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Nitish Kumar is one of the most experienced leaders in the country and his commitment to good governance has been appreciated everywhere. He noted that Mr. Kumar has made an indelible contribution to the development of Bihar and it will be a great pleasure to see him in Parliament once again. The Prime Minister also congratulated former Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, for being nominated to the Rajya Sabha. Mr. Modi said, Mr. Harivansh has made invaluable contributions to journalism and public life and is a respected intellectual and thinker. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the latest version of the Constitution of India in Sindhi language in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that for the first time since independence, the Sindhi version of the Constitution of India in the Devanagari script has been released. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made special efforts in making this sacred document available in various languages. On the occasion, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal said, Parliament has been convened on the 16th, 17th and 18th of this month. He expressed hope that during this period, a significant step will be taken to empower women. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a telephonic conversation with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the sides discussed developments in West Asia, including international shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. He also appreciated Toshimitsu Motegi's condolences for the Indian lives lost in the conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article highlighting India's achievement in recording its highest ever annual solar capacity addition. Sharing a story of Akashvani News on his social media platform, the Prime Minister remarked on the significant milestone reached in renewable energy sector. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking a direction to the centre to stop caste census. The bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant, Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi dismissed the plea which also sought a direction to the centre to formulate policies to provide economic incentives to families with a single child. Allahabad High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma submitted his resignation to President Draupadi Murmu today. He is facing impeachment proceedings. He was repatriated from the Delhi High Court to the Allahabad High Court after burnt wads of currency notes were found at his official residence in New Delhi on the 14th of March last year. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 1% today, supported by broad-based buying across sectors. The Sensex rose 919 points to close at 77,550, while Nifty added 276 points to settle at 24,051. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the ACS Stadium this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.